Back together again, you and I, on a Tuesday, April 25th edition 2023 of Connecticut Today, where I featured some analysis of President Joe Biden's reelection announcement. Brookfield Republican State Senator Steve Harding joined us to chat about more recent black bear encounters in his district. So I thought the video was actually pretty good. I did, talking about the Biden reelection announcement video. Now, he didn't speak particularly at that moment about re-election. The video was released early this morning. He spoke about an hour ago at a function. So here's what I want to do. We'll kick it off with this today. Now, this being an audio, this being an audio medium, not visual, I will fill in the blanks for you as to what this video encapsulates, and you can see in this video. Now, it runs about 3 minutes, so I'll play this for you now in a few seconds in case you haven't seen it. And I know what you're saying. Ah, what are you doing ad for? What are you giving a free ad to the guy? Well, listen, this is what we do here on this program, and we give you analysis, and I say what I think, and you tell me what you think. But I think it's very interesting because it's not exactly cutting edge. It's very well done, but you can see what or hear and see or see and hear if you watch it later on, and maybe I'll put a link to the video on our Facebook page. You can see and hear what the theme of this is going to be, and it's going to be echoed not just from the White House, but it'll radiate down through the governor's office here in Connecticut, through the state legislature for 2024, and to your local city and town Democratic town committees. And the theme here that Mr. Biden is choosing, and apparently this was in consult with his consultants and whatever and pollsters, the overall, I guess the exact title of the video is "Let's Finish the Job." Now, I know that's, you know, open to some jokes. I get it. I'm already seeing them. Well, what job is he doing? Go, whatever. Whatever. So the title or the theme of the video was officially "Let's Finish the Job." But there's a sub-theme here that's interesting that I find in this video. And it's turning around a conservative idea that Republicans and libertarians and conservatives have had for years and years and years. And that idea, that one word now, that Democrats are going to be shoving in the faces of conservatives and Republicans for the next year and change is one word, and it's freedom.
Freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a red or blue issue.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election, because I know America. I know we're good and decent people. I know we're still a country that believes in honesty, respect, and treating each other with dignity. That we're a nation where we give hate no safe harbor. We believe that everyone is equal, that everyone should be given a fair shot to succeed in this country.
Thank you for choosing us.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights. And this is our moment.
We, the people, the popular side,
the crowd love you.
So if you're with me, go to joebiden.com and sign up. Let's finish this job. I know we can. Because this is the United States of America. There's nothing, simply nothing we cannot do if we do it together.
All right, so there you have the video. It's been released, and I'll put it up on the station Facebook page for you to watch. Not an endorsement of any kind. Now, a couple of things. Let me fill in the blanks here. And by the way, anything you want to react to here, love to hear from you. Of course, on this Tuesday, 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Even when you watch the video, and I want you to watch the video, it is interesting who they are squarely aiming this at. And they know to win again, whether or not they're running against Donald Trump or Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis, whatever. They know that they need specifically three categories of Democratic voters to win here. They know that. It doesn't matter really at on some level who the Republican is. They know they need three Democratic voters. If and when you watch this video, and I sincerely hope you do, I watched it a couple of times. You know, you never really catch everything the first or second time. But it's a very good video. It's extremely slickly produced. It's a Hollywood quality video. I think from a production standpoint, it's done very well. But the video is replete with three voting blocks, if you will, three different methods of voters that the Democrats need in this video, and they're there, and you don't go more than a second or two in the video without seeing them. Number one, women voters. There are, if I had to set a ratio of how many women voters versus male voters, you know, real men, you know, biological males, in this thing, I would guess it's easily 10 or 15 to 1. So, look, Democrats need female voters. It's part of their bread and butter. It's part of the buffet line they need to win. Like any party, you need certain ingredients to a winning campaign. And for Democrats, the number of female voters is at least 10 to 15 to 1 in this video. Second, Black and Hispanic voters. You see a boatload. Again, the ratio of Black and Hispanic voters to white voters here must be at least 10 to 1. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, you can watch, you know, you can gain a lot by just observing these things and watching a video like this two or three times. So you have just a huge number of female voters in this video, easily outstripping men. You have a huge number of Black and Hispanic voters in this video, easily outstripping white voters. And there are numerous shots and montages in this video of union hard hats. Now, that's a pretty mixed crowd. That's mostly white, from what I see in this video. And if you think I'm obsessing over these things, I'm not. When these videos are put together, they analyze everything. These are slick videos put together by, you know, multi-million dollar campaign operations, and every second is worth something. They measure ratios of people. What does this scene look like? They focus group this stuff. What do you identify as a Democrat versus Republican? So from a visual standpoint, the Biden campaign easily is going to rely on, and there's no surprise here, Black and Hispanic voters, female voters and union hard hats, and he and his surrogates will go around the country in the next year and change and say, hey, all this money coming down from the infrastructure bill is because of Joe Biden. The Republicans did not want you to have this. Trust me, they're going to say that. And it's very well laid out here, at least in this video. Okay, now, what was said in the video versus what wasn't said in the video? Keywords, things that are mentioned, things that are not. Analyzing the Biden reelection campaign video, and I know a lot of you probably saying, oh, it's a video, Paul. It'll probably be, you know, forgotten by the end of the day. Maybe, but it's the campaign outline, and knowing that it would draw the eyes that it has and the views it already has, you know, it's illustrative here. It's instructive, and again, visually, like I said, the overriding theme or themes here, female voters, black and Hispanic voters, and union hard hats. Now, the language in this, or the language, interesting, and this is a problem that Republicans are going to have here, and I don't care whether it's in Washington, in Hartford, or on local city or town councils, this is a problem that has been generated here by the ultra-right of the Republican Party in this state and also in the country. They have positioned themselves as being what they used to laugh at the Democrats for being years ago. Back in the Nixon and Reagan and early Bush years, the Republicans used to get up there and basically say, yeah, we may not be hip, but we're the adults in the room. They're the crazies on the left that are worried about everything else except the military, everything else except the budget, everything else about national security. They, meaning the Democrats, the Republicans used to say, have their heads in all these little issues that are just appealing to niche voters, that they don't get the big picture. Well, interesting that the theme of this, now voters may buy it or not, but the theme of this Biden video was one word, freedom. It's interesting, the theme of this was freedom, which is something that the Republican Party and a lot of libertarians who may be libertarian or, you know, centrists who don't want to say they're Republican or conservative, but they actually are, that used to be the mantra of the Republican Party at one time. Listen, we'll give you the freedom. The government's going to stay out of your business, right? Remember that? Oh, yeah. These crazy people on the left, these crazy liberals, they're crazy. They want to get in your lives. Not to a great extent, they still want to do. But now the polls have shifted here. And in making freedom the overall theme of this video, it's interesting that the president here, and again, this is going to be parroted by Democrats in this state. It'll be parroted by Chris Murphy and Governor Lamont and Senator Blumenthal. It'll be parroted that, hey, we are for freedom and we are for rights, as in the right to an abortion and other rights. Notice how in this video, or at least when you watch it, you heard the audio there, what was not a frontline issue here? Nowhere in the video did President Biden allude to, hey, we'll help you pay less taxes. Or one thing they didn't go near in the video was crime, because they're susceptible on that. Immigration. Did you hear in the video, hey, we have to secure the borders for a stronger America? Not mentioned at all. Hey, we want to fight the war on drugs. No, because that's a problem they can't get any traction on with fentanyl and everything else. Did he say anything about, hey, we want to make it better for our mom and pop small businesses or the great American entrepreneurs or some who come to this country to set up a business with slimmer and thinner government regulation, less red tape? Of course, no, they can't, because they can't win on that. So that's still an area of this whole thing that, you know, Republicans still at one point or conservatives have a little strength here. But again, if you look at the visuals here, the theme is freedom. And they say, hey, we're going to protect your right to vote. And the big thing is abortion. Listen, abortion was a big driver of votes in 2022, and it's going to be a big driver of votes in 2024. You know, they talked about in that video the right to choose, a woman's right choice, which is, I don't care what you people say on the right, and I warned you about this when you said, hey, it's going to be great that the Dobbs decision is going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Well, again, be careful what you wish for here. And even this whole thing with this Supreme Court decision and the lower courts about this abortion pill, be careful what you wish for. So there you go. Interesting. Are you surprised or not? What are your thoughts here? 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. The overall theme of the Biden reelection campaign, Biden 2024, the kickoff theme here is freedom. How about that? A Republican slash conservative go-to word. And the Democrats now, apparently, in 2024 are going to say, no. We are the party that gives you the freedom to choose if you want to go through with a pregnancy. We allow books to be on shelves if you want your kid to read things or not. It's the Republicans, the conservatives, the Democrats are starting to say, that are leaning into your personal freedoms on reproductive choice, things you may or may not want your kid to read. Voting rights, listen, you may not think it shakes well with what your beliefs is, but I think it's very, very, very effective and very slickly done. Yeah, from bed bugs to bears. Forget the bed bugs. Let's talk about bears here. Town of Salisbury the other day I think we dodged another bullet again as a large bear, a 400-pounder, actually broke into a couple of homes, had to be euthanized by state DEEP officials, and you know, thank God that there was no small child when that bear got in the home. But again, it illustrates a problem we continue to have today in the state. This just days after a woman walking her dog in Avon was attacked by a bear. Luckily, she's okay. But I fear one of these days this is not going to end well. The General Assembly's Environment Committee earlier this tenure decided against a bear hunt, even though it was pushed by DEEP officials and Governor Ned Lamont. Steve Harding joins us. Republican State Senator Steve Harding of Brookfield District 30 is on the line with us to talk about things on that committee. He's the ranking committee on environment committee member. Hey, Steve, it's Paul again. How are you?
Hi, Paul. Nice to be on again. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir, for taking the time. Know you're busy up there at the Capitol. And, Steve, in your district there, Salisbury, looks like we dodged a bullet again, a 400-pound bear breaking into two homes, Steve. Yikes.
Yeah, and it's a very scary situation. And once again, emblematic of these continued and very dangerous, oftentimes, human bear interactions that we're seeing on a almost daily basis. From the reports that I heard regarding this particular incident in Salisbury, was that the bear had broken into the house a few times before DEEP came out and tried to set a trap, and got into a house the third time, despite the fact that DEEP had set the trap before being euthanized by DEEP officials. So this is, again, something where we're seeing these very dangerous human-bear interactions, and we're seeing the bears become more and more bold. And from what I hear from many of the experts in DEEP, the scientists at DEEP, is that it's a habituation that's now being passed down to future generations of bears, where here in Connecticut, there's simply no predators, and they have, you know, no reason to be afraid of humans at all. And you're starting to see it by, you know, how bold some of these bears have gotten with walking, you know, straight into people's homes, into cars. And then you had mentioned the attack that unfortunately occurred in Avon. And thankfully, all these situations, people have walked away with their lives and relatively unharmed, but it is very scary, and unfortunately, we're seeing this increase.
And Steve, you know, we're always told by one side or the other, hey, listen to the signs, get your emotion out of all these issues, right? Listen to the signs. Well, the science and the deep commissioner and the governor and, I guess, Steve, the scientists or experts at DEEP who track the bear migration and the 1,100 or 1,200 head of bear that we have in the state, you know, they were all a few months back in kind of unison saying, hey, we don't like to do it, but we may need a limited bear hunt, you know, 50 bear, they said, or something like that, particularly in your district, parts of Litchfield County, to kind of keep the population at least stable. But I feel bad for you folks on the committee because you were like immediately deluged with people who think, you know, we're out to kill Yogi Bear or Boo Boo, but it doesn't work that way.
Well, I have said from the beginning regarding my position on a bear hunt that I support it as one piece to the solution of overall bear management, right? And so, as you just mentioned, it's not about hunting. It's not about the sport. It's not about the hobby. I mean, in fact, the Connecticut Sportsman didn't even put it on their list of agenda items that they prioritize for this session because of that fact, because it really is a public safety issue, as evidenced by what we've seen over the past week or so and evidenced by what we've seen prior to that, even leading up to where we are today in the past 6 or 7 months, particularly what happened in Morris last fall to a young boy. Thankfully, he walked away relatively unharmed, at least physically. This is one piece to the solution, and if the experts, and I'm not one of them, but if the experts are saying that they believe this is an effective piece to helping to address the bear management issue in the state of Connecticut, then I'm going to support it. And from what I've heard, again, from DEEP, as you mentioned, the commissioner's office, even from the governor's office in some respects, is that a regulated, limited hunting season, they believe is an effective piece to an overall bear management solution. Unfortunately, I think for political reasons, maybe emotional reasons, whatever the case may be, pressure from some individuals and from some legislators got the limited regulated hunting piece to be removed from the bear management bill. I think it's still a relatively good bill and a bill that should be passed and passed now based upon the emergency that this is becoming, particularly in the northwest corner of our state. Nevertheless, the limited bear hunting piece was taken out despite the fact that we had testimony from many experts saying that it was an important part of the solution here.
30th District Republican State Senator Stephen Harding, Brookfield and the surrounding area, northwest corner of the state, joining us for a few more minutes. Steve is the ranking Republican on the Environment Committee. Steve, besides the bear bill, what else should people know about here regarding what you folks on the Environment Committee have been doing and hopefully may come out there if it hasn't already and get enacted into law? What's the update?
Well, one thing that I think we've talked about this before, and one thing that's really important for folks to know about that has passed the committee despite my vote and many of my colleagues voting against it is this TCI program or an initiative or a bill that basically allows the DEEP commissioner to set certain guidelines, taxes, and fees as it relates to carbon emissions. Mm-hmm. So that's really one of the biggest bills that passed out of committee, and I think one of the more costly bills that have passed out of committee all session. And this is not just Environment Committee; I would say out of all the committees, this is maybe the costliest because there's actually no cap on the cost or the tax. We're ceding our authority essentially to the DEEP commissioner. That's a bill that I think I've tried to raise awareness on that particular bill. I'm calling it, and other people have called it basically something called TCI and steroids. If you remember back a few years back, there was the TCI formula, which would have put basically a gas tax
Which the supporters, Steve, if you remember, they denied that at the beginning, and only after there was reporting all around the state, okay, it's going to be a few cents, and then they only said, what did they say at the time, 3 or 4 cents a gallon, and then there was more reporting, Steve, right, that said, no, correct. it could be 10 cents a gallon.
Yes, yes, and in fact, in some of the out years, that was just for the first year. It was up to 10 cents a gallon. Some of the out years, some studies had it because it's more of a market-based system as opposed to a tax, even mm-hmm. though it is a tax. That some of the out years, some studies have shown it could have been as high as 30 plus cents a gallon.
Jeez.
this bill, Senate Bill 1145, this bill that was passed by the Environment Committee back in March, this simply puts it in the hands of the Deep Commissioner and gives her the unfettered authority to actually implement this program without even getting legislative approval for it.
See, Steve, that bothers me. That bothers me because at least, if you're going to enact stuff like this, then you people, men and women on both sides of the aisle, you know, have the guts to vote yay or nay on something like this. I'm not for this unfettered power for the Deep Commissioner, no matter if it's a Democrat or Republican.
Correct. You're exactly right. You know, my belief system is that if we're gonna implement policy, particular policy that's going to cost so much money to the consumers of the state potentially, if we're gonna implement policy, then we should face the voters and actually implement it legislatively, and then allow the voters either support us or not to support us when we run for reelection in 2 years. But we should have the boldness to move forward with the initiatives we believe in, whether it's a good policy or a bad policy, at least have the courage as legislators to support it or not support it. Vote on the policy. Don't simply cede the authority to one particular unelected bureaucratic position in Hartford to allow that particular individual to implement the policy. Because what we oftentimes see is that when you do that, and then the policy is initiated, the legislators, some individuals that may have supported these policies, will turn around and say, "Well, I was not the one to implement this. This is ultimately up to the commissioner." Well, then you were the one that allowed the commissioner to do this. And that's really what it comes down to. And we talked about this during COVID and some of the executive emergency powers that the governor had and ceding our authority then. I thought in many respects it was wrong then. And it's wrong now. You know, we have important jobs in Hartford. We have awesome authorities that we were granted to us by our constituents. It's our job to vote on these initiatives, to vote on the policies. That's what our constituents voted for us to do up in Hartford, and that's what we should be doing, not ceding it to other individuals.
Republican State Senator Stephen Harding, District 30, primarily the northwest corner of the state. Steve, good to hear from you again, my friend. Thank you, and we'll talk down the road. Be good.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me, as always.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. That's Republican State Senator Stephen, with a PH, Stephen Harding, 30th District in the state, which is primarily the northwest hills of Connecticut, Brookfield, North Canaan, Salisbury, where a bear broke into two houses over three times over 2 days last week, one house twice, Cornwall, Goshen, Warren, Kent, Litchfield, all the nice Tony places there Steve represents in the northwest hills, where when they see my car there and they run the plate, the cops go, get out, get out.